Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You can come closer to God. The humility for this morning's service has a history, very complex history, and we simply do not have the time to go into it. Particularly the hymnody related to the woman who anoints Jesus with oil. She is referred to as a sinful woman in the hymnody. And yet tomorrow morning, at the Liturgy of the Presanctified Gifts, we read from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, where nothing is mentioned about her being a sinful woman. So somewhere along the line, as Susan Arida can certainly explain much more clearer than I can, there's a conflation that has occurred, and we'll have to save that for another time. What I'd like us to look at very briefly tonight is precisely the act of this woman. What is unique in the Synoptic Gospels is that she is anonymous. In the Gospel of St. John, it is Mary, the mother of Lazarus, who does the anointing. Whether they are two separate people or one and the same also remains for another time. Nevertheless, what is absent, and I would say tragically absent from the hymnody, there's much that is lacking, but what for me is tragically lacking in the hymnody, in the understanding of this woman, is precisely that she is the paradigm of the true disciple. Nameless, consigned to history with hymnody that associates her with the stench and filth of sin, this woman, nevertheless, is the paradigm of discipleship. How is that possible? Any guesses? She's the paradigm of discipleship because she listened to the words of Jesus. She, unlike the men disciples, listens carefully to the words of Jesus. And because she heard and listened to these words, she prepares him for burial. She prepares him for his life-giving death. She, unlike all the other disciples in the inner circle, the 12, she hears the word of the Lord, she listens to the word of the Lord, she embraces the word of the Lord. She, amongst all the disciples, is aware what Jesus is doing. She, among all of the disciples, knows that the Lord is going to Jerusalem to offer up his life to the world, for us. Now we have to ask ourselves, and hopefully there'll be time to talk more about this on Thursday morning. We have to ask ourselves again and again, are we like this anonymous woman who is able to truly listen to the words of the Lord? Or are we Orthodox Christians who simply go through the motions, wait to celebrate Pascha, bless our baskets, and go on with life as if nothing really happened, except we went through a very long, grueling liturgical week? If we dare to say that we are disciples of the Lord, then we have to be like this woman who, amongst those who are following Jesus, goes against the tide. She anoints the Master, and tonight we hear about Judas complaining. Tomorrow morning, when we read the Gospel according to St. Matthew, who is complaining? They're all complaining. Why wasn't this oil? Why wasn't this oil sold? And then we can use the money for the poor. They completely miss what Jesus had taught them. They completely miss what Jesus was preparing them for. And what is he preparing them for? For his death, for his crucifixion. In the Gospels, in the Synoptic Gospels, we have in each one, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, three predictions of the passion, death, burial, and resurrection. The disciples, the 12, did not understand, even with Peter's confession. And yet this anonymous woman, she understood. And not only understood, she acted. She took the initiative to purchase this, if we go by the Gospel according to St. John, this very expensive oil to anoint her King, her Savior, her Redeemer. She, out of all the disciples, out of all those people who followed Jesus, she alone is the one, having no name, nevertheless, she is the one who prepares him for his life-giving death and burial. She is the only one who, at this point in the unfolding drama, here I use the term drama in the most, in the best sense of the term, in this action that is unfolding in the Gospels, she is the only one who is aware of who Jesus is and what he is going to do for the entire cosmos. So, brothers and sisters, here we are, celebrating this Matins service, hearing about this woman, but do we understand what this profound action of anointing entails? Are we aware of the humility of this woman, the absolute humility of this woman, of emptying herself so that she can draw near to her master and give him this anointing that will prepare him for death? Do we have that kind of humility? Or are we like so many Orthodox Christians, proud that we can, I don't know what, recite some line from Basil the Great or some other Cappadocian and have no humility, no understanding of what we are hearing and what we are doing? So again, these services of Holy Week should be a great challenge for us, in that they should be a means of awakening us to the fact that if we dare to call ourselves disciples of Christ, if we dare to call ourselves Christians, then that confession has to give something to the world, just as this woman gave something to the world. She gave us the anointed Lord who will die and be buried and rise on the third day. We have to give to the world that same life-giving death that comes from us by becoming less, so Christ becomes